This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Also, other than being radiothon at Joy, it's Refugee Week, and on the phone, somebody else who I reckon would be desperate for that KD Lang pack.
Absolutely.
Lizzie Price, who's the convener of LGBTQ Network for of Amnesty International New South Wales branch. Lizzie, welcome to Joy.
Thank you. Welcome. Hi, how are you going?
We're all good. Right. We're very good here. Now, we're giving things away like you wouldn't believe, Lizzie. It's Radiothon week at Joy. We've got prizes coming out of our ears.
Excellent.
Mm.
It is excellent. And for people listening to us overseas on joy.org.au.
Or in New South Wales.
Or in New South Wales. You can sign up as a member too if you want and give us your support.
We've got a special prize for people who are outside Victoria.
We do. You can go in the draw for an out-of-sight prize pack, which is an iPod shuffle and a copy of the Joy Classics double CD album. But now we've done the plug, let's go on to you, Lizzie.
Yes. Now, Lizzie, you've been working on organising to try and put back together an old Mardi Gras float that Amnesty had, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to spend lots of...
means I get to do all sorts of random things. So my Saturday morning this morning is pulling our old tank apart that we used as a Mardi Gras float and trying to put it back together so that we can give it away to recycled garbage and someone can buy it and use it again.
Good on you.
Good on you. What is the Queer Amnesty Network all about?
Amnesty is a human rights organisation, yep. But within Amnesty there are some specialised networks, and ours is the LGBTQ network, and essentially what we do is campaign for gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender people whose rights are being violated.
Yep.
So traditionally Amnesty has always done work for people overseas.
Yeah.
And that started, I think, to keep activists and campaigners safe in their own country.
Right.
But because it's worldwide, you know, there's people all around the world advocating for people in different countries. And so we do a few different things. We have letter writing campaigns. I guess that's the core business of Amnesty. We sign petitions. We get lots of other people to sign petitions and letters. We do go in Mardi Gras and go to Fair Day and those sort of things.
And look, my understanding is that Amnesty Worldwide is, in fact, very successful.
Yes. Yeah. It was started 50 years ago, I think.
It's quite some time now.
Yeah, and I mean Amnesty, because Amnesty always checks their facts and they're always very fair in the way they campaign, and they're never violent and that sort of thing, Amnesty's got a very good reputation. Mm. So that even, you know, world leaders will quote Amnesty research about a situation in another country and say these are the human rights violations that are happening.
Now, am I right in saying that Amnesty's involvement in having a sort of GLBTI sort of section or network is a more recent sort of addition? GLBTI issues are issues that have been highlighted of more recent time rather than 50 years ago?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, if you joined Amnesty, say, 30, 40 years ago, there wasn't a queer network at that point. but it's been going for quite a number of years now, and certainly, you know, Amnesty International, like globally, has made some very clear statements about how they view people who are persecuted for their sexuality, and Amnesty sees them as prisoners of conscience.
Mm.
And prisoners of conscience are anyone who's locked up or killed or persecuted for their beliefs or for who they are, rather than for a crime.
Well, we were just speaking earlier to Kazan from the New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby about sort of GLBTI issues and refugee status and getting people into Australia on a refugee status based on their sexuality. And you know, we were saying that it's a little bit different being gay and lesbian, because in some cases there is... still a lot of people who are just trying to hide it, and a lot of people who think that they should just hide it, and that they're really, as long as they do that, they're going to be safe, and therefore it's not going to be an issue.
Yes. Yeah, and look, I guess there's an awful lot of people. I mean, there's people in Australia who aren't confident enough to come out about their sexuality. So if you live in somewhere like, I don't know, like Gambia, where the president last month said he would behead any gays and lesbians he found in his country, you know, you can understand why people wouldn't actually come out and say, you know, I'm lesbian.
Yeah, I must cancel my holiday to Gambia.
Yes, be rather cautious in Gambia.
Yeah. So, Lizzie, what are the current projects in relation to GLBTI issues that Amnesty's working on, or what countries are the targeted ones at the moment?
And look, there's quite a few. And I guess that being a volunteer network, or a network made up completely of volunteers, you know, we pretty much, you know, could have a bunch of us working full time on this because there's so much going on. I guess the recent ones that we've targeted, we had a street stall last month, in sort of towards the end of May, and we had some letters there, and we asked lots of people who walked past to sign. And I think we got almost 500 letters signed about three issues, and one of the letters was about Gambia. But then we had one about Moldova, which is in Eastern Europe, and they had their Pride March early May, and you know, they had trouble getting it approved, and it was approved, and then that was revoked, and then on the way, they were going to have it anyway, and on the way, a busload of people who wanted to go in the march were surrounded by all these sort of neo-Nazi types who harassed them for almost an hour, threatened to kill them, all sorts of stuff, while the police watched and did nothing. So we wrote to the Moldovan government and said, come on, you need to investigate this and you need to educate cops that this is not okay.
Are they part of the European Economic Community?
Yeah, they are. And, the European Union has actually come out, and they've actually got a document about sort of persecution of gays and lesbians for their sexuality that says that it's not okay. So, which is really good, because we can write to sort of countries who are members of the EU and say, come on, guys, all your neighbours are saying this is not okay. You're part of this community. Lift your game.
I guess it wouldn't be something like that. I would imagine wouldn't be enough, though, to get them expelled from the community, though, from the EU.
No, look, I don't think so. But it's amazing what a bit of pressure will do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Amnesty's always worked on that sort of non-violent pressure. Like,
And I suppose at least if they're in somewhere like Europe, you do feel as though you've got more more chance to get a bit of pressure on. Because I guess I think of places in, like, Africa and the Middle East as potentially being the areas that you would have the biggest issues with.
Yeah, I guess there's certainly more extremes, perhaps, if you look at Africa and the Middle East. But there's something like 70-something countries around the world where homosexuality is still illegal.
Yeah, I think, is it 73? I think we had this the other day. It might be about 73.
It used to be 74, but I actually think it's dropped a little bit. So it's either 72 or 73.
Which is 72 or 73 too many.
Too many, absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
So for people who want to help, who want to get involved, and obviously letter writing is something that everyone can do, and there's lots of support with Amnesty, how do people go about getting on board?
Look, I guess the easiest way for most of your listeners who are Melbourne-based, if they wanted to join our network, they can do that. They can join our email list, because what we do is from time to time someone will send an email around to everybody highlighting an issue, and hopefully if one of our group has time, then what we do is we write a pro forma letter, which means that the person gets an email, they can print the letter, sign it, post it off, and it's quite easy that way.
Yeah.
And I know that Melbourne used to have an Amnesty queer network.
Yep.
And I was trying to dig around and find if it was still going, but certainly that's something that
Well, actually, one of our newsreaders used to be part of Amnesty's Queer Network.
So we could, clearly, if someone's in Melbourne and interested, we can help them maybe get something started again. So would the Amnesty website be the best spot to start? All right.
It's quite simple. It's www.amnesty.org.au.
That's not hard, is it?
It's not hard, and they've got a search function as well, so you can just put in queer or LGBTQ or network, and it'll take you to where you want to be.
Fantastic. Lizzie Price, thank you so much for joining us and giving us that insight into Amnesty's LGBTQ network.
That's
and
all right.
Some of the things that we can do to help our brothers and sisters in those 72 or 73 countries around the world that still need us.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.